Hi, this is Andy Butcher, editor of Christian Retailing Magazine, and welcome to the June CR Editorial Podcast. It's where we take a few moments as the editorial team to step aside and just chat about some of the things that we're going to be focusing on in the month ahead. And we start by getting to introduce ourselves and bringing one item from the many new products and releases that come across our desk each month. We bring one to share that we think might have a particular interest for one reason or another. So let's start this month with managing editor Chris Johnson.
So I only get to pick one item. Well, I did notice that in one of our ads there's a very interesting book series coming out called Battlefields and Blessings. It's from God and Country Press, which is an imprint of AMG Publishers. And this, for each one of these books, they've taken stories of faith and courage from a particular war. We have one called we have one that focuses on Iraq and Afghanistan, and then we go all the way back to the Revolutionary War. And also there's one that's a little bit different. It's stories of faith and courage from firefighters and first responders. So I think these could sell very well at Christian retail.
Right, and certainly tap into July the 4th season and people thinking back to the history and the you know, faith foundations of military conflict and so on. Good, thanks, Chris. Eric Tionse, our news editor, what have you brought for us?
Well, my pick is the third installment of Phil Vischer's 13-part What's in the Bible DVD series. It just came out this month, and it's called Wandering in the Desert. And having three little boys at home, they're very excited to watch that. It's actually very impressive because it talks to the kids, but it's also got stuff for adults that you know, you can learn about. He talks about Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, and there's some catchy tunes, and it's really entertaining.
They really, really are fun, aren't they?
Yes.
Created a little bit of controversy amongst some who are a little concerned about one reference, weren't they, in one of the early episodes.
But I think it was the first one back in Genesis, and Phil Vischer had to get in that three-letter word, three-letter phrase called Big Bang Theory in there, and that kind of caused some little bit of flap with some Christian stories.
Flutter amongst a few, yeah, but being very engaging, very, very fun series, right?
Yes, very fun, and Tyndale's really trying to ramp up and get the social media going, and they've got a lot of followers on Facebook and Twitter, so they've got high hopes.
Right, for the latest installment.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Next, Danielle Tomlinson, our editorial assistant, and what's your pick for this month?
Well, my pick is, the title is called Christians Are Hate-Filled Hypocrites and Other Lies We've Been Told. And this is by Bradley Wright, and it's a July release from Bethany House Publishers. And Bradley Wright's a sociologist from the University of Connecticut. And the point of this book is that, you know, in the secular world, in the media, they constantly focus on the bad of Christians. Every time if there's a pastor that falls, they love to shine the light on that, but they don't ever talk about any of the good. And they take these statistics and they twist them in a way that's not necessarily the truth. And so in this book, he's actually uncovering what's really happening in the church and sharing how evangelicals are actually more respected now in the secular culture than they were 10 years ago, and that divorce rates of Christians are actually lower than non-believers and things such as that.
Hmm, very interesting. Kind of contrary to some of the things we've read and heard in recent years, yeah?
Right.
So there are some people out there who like us, huh?
Yeah, there are some.
All right, thank you. And next, Felicia Mann, our online editor. Felicia, what have you brought?
Well, this month I've brought the 90-Day Fitness Challenge DVD by Phil and Amy Parham, who were the Biggest Loser contestants in Season 6. And they kind of just go through this DVD. They have 12 lessons with 15-minute increments on them and sessions. And they teach you great exercise tips and goals and how to set goals and cooking, things you can do. And it's really great because they're a couple and they show you how to work together to accomplish your goals.
Great. So how's it been working for you, Felicia?
Well, I haven't read it yet. I haven't gotten the DVD yet.
But you've started taking the stairs to the third floor each day instead of using the elevator.
I actually do every day. And I park in the back of the parking lot.
Very impressive. Well, we'll be back. We'll ask you next month how it's going when you've actually gone to read the whole thing. Okay, great. Well, this month I brought a book by Ed Underwood. Releases in June from David C. Cook, and he's the pastor of a church in Southern California, and the book is called Reborn to be Wild, and the subtitle is Reviving Our Radical Pursuit of Jesus. And I've had to glance at it, not got to read the whole thing yet, but it looks very interesting. Summary of the book is, why did the Jesus movement stop moving? He was one of those who came to faith in the early 70s through that whole, you know, West Coast Jesus movement, and is now kind of in midlife reflecting, hey, what happened? How did we all get comfortable and lose our zeal? And now we're looking questioningly at some of the things we're seeing amongst young believers and young Christians and kind of shaking our heads, and yet people were doing the same thing to us a generation back. You know, what happened, and what are the lessons we need to learn, and how can we rekindle that you know, kind of radical kind of passion for Jesus in midlife? So it's a really, really interesting read. Well, that's just some of the titles then, some of the releases coming in this month. But on the news front, Eric, what do we have, what's going to be engaging our focus in the month of June?
Well, we are officially on countdown, not for the next shuttle launch, but for International Christian Retail Show in St. Louis. It will be in the Midwest location for the first time since the late 70s, and it's on June
27th through 30th,
through the
right?
30th. Mm-hmm. So we will have Double Barrels on to go to that, and CBA has great expectations, high hopes. They're actually offering free workshops to all CBA members for the first time in I don't know how long, mm-hmm. this year. Mm-hmm. So, and they've got 13 plus workshops and sessions for retailers to go to. And I think it should be an interesting show.
Right, it really looks like there's some good solid content, doesn't it, in terms of training and so on?
Yes, there's a particular focus and emphasis on digital. Obviously, that's everybody's on everybody's radar.
And obviously, it's going to be a time when the industry at large and members are going to get to see and interact with the new CBA leadership that we have in place now. Obviously, George Thompson will be that much closer to becoming on as the chairman.
That's
and
right.
Curtis Riske now as the confirmed as the executive director. So it's going to be a real opportunity for them to engage, as I say, with the industry at large.
Yes, it will be Curtis's first ICRS as the top dog, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it'll be interesting because he is really a retailer.
Right.
He still has a store, so.
Right.
He'll be hobnobbing with a lot of his, you know, comrades.
And very important to see how this show does go. Coming out of last year, where, frankly, much better at the end than people had maybe anticipated or feared going into it. Great deal of support and encouragement for what happened at the show. But
yes.
We'll have to see this year in terms of attendance and returns for supplies and so on, and what that's going to mean for the future, right?
Right, exactly. I think last year there was a real positive mood environment, but I think the telltale will be this year as far as, you know, the returns for the suppliers,
right.
Like you mentioned.
Strong attendance again going to be this year international. Let's switch to the international scene. What's happening news-wise there?
Well, something that's near and dear to you, the World Cup. We are also on countdown. I believe is it June 12th?
That June the 11th will be the first 11th. Game, and that's right. And this is, of course, the real football, as I prefer to
right,
call
real
it.
Football but for the
yeah.
rest of the world, not
but
American
what
football.
How does that link into us in the Christian resources world?
Well, there's actually a major Christian literature drive, not just in the U.S., but worldwide. From the U.S. side, Zondervan is releasing an international edition of Toward the Goal, the Kaká story. He's one of the most famous soccer players in the world. He's from Brazil, but he's a devout Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe it just came out, and they're going to promote that heavily during the World Cup. So that should make an impact with the fans.
Right, right. And just briefly coming back to ICRS, one of the focus there will be the new movie from the makers of Fireproof, which obviously was a huge impact, both ministry-wise, but also within Christian retail stores and so on this last year. And they're going to be showing some clips, early clips from their movie Courageous, which is going to come out next year and has the focus on fatherhood this time. I, as you know, was just up in Albany, Georgia, which is where Sherwood Pictures, Sherwood Baptist Church is based, on set to get to visit along with some of the ministries and some Christian retail leaders, and was just really impressed again. I mean, anybody who's had an opportunity to interact with, you know, the folks, you've really got to be impressed not only by what they are able to achieve you know, with the limits of their budget and their personnel, everything. I mean, what they do is really remarkable, but also their heart for ministry and talking to the Kendrick brothers and others again, they really are really believing, anticipating that this can maybe do the same thing that Fireproof did for marriages. This could do for families and for fathers. And I got to see, you know, some of the early scenes that they'd filmed, and you know, even my stiff upper British lip, you know, quivered, and very moving. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what they finally.
Wish I'd have seen that.
It was dark. It was a dark room. It was okay, but it really does, you know, look like it's going to be a great thing. So again, high expectations, not only for impact in society and, you know, going out into theaters and movies, but then into what could happen within Christian retail world as well, not only as they engage with the DVD and any related books that are going to come, but maybe it could be part of sparking like a renaissance of, you know, the men's movement, you know, Promise Capers and so on. So that's going to be interesting to follow, and anybody at ICRS is going to want to make sure they don't miss Stephen Kendrick and those that are there.
That's correct.
Let's move now to books and Bibles. What's some of the big news for this month, Chris?
Well, I think we did a pretty interesting interview with Michelle Anthony, who wrote this book from David C. Cook called Spiritual Parenting: An Awakening for Today's Families. And it's interesting that she talks about how she herself and other parents sometimes try to manage the behavior of their children so they look all clean and shiny on the outside and they don't embarrass their parents. And I could see how that would happen, but she really wanted to change her approach to parenting, and so she shares how God was pulling her away from just managing her children's behavior and inspiring her to get the Holy Spirit involved and to create environments where the Holy Spirit would be involved in her child's life. So I think retailers are going to find that one an interesting, even to hand sell that one.
Mm-hmm. Remind us the title again.
It's called Spiritual Parenting.
And it's from?
David C. Cook.
David C. Cook. Thanks, Chris. Bouncing around a bit today, but thinking of Bibles, coming back to you, Eric, on the news front, what's been the news just within the last few days on the Bibles front?
Yes, the Audis, which is the Audio Publishers Association, they just handed out last week, I believe, during Book Expo America, their annual Oscar Awards for audio productions, and Thomas Nelson's
Word of Promise,
audio,
right?
Word of Promise won, I believe, three Audis, several categories, including inspirational, the category with the nonfiction, and some other awards as far as like packaging and what have you. So this is, I think, the third or maybe fourth or fifth Audi it's won in the past 2 or 3 years.
Right.
So it's had a strong showing.
And that follows previously Zondervan's, inspired by, also picked up some Audis, didn't it?
So yes, that was, I believe, a couple of years ago, won two Audis.
Yeah. Interesting. I wonder if that points to anything in terms of the shift from a reading culture to a listening culture and how that plays into the whole digital realm.
But generally we see audiobooks not selling that well and ebooks shining.
Yes.
So it's interesting to see audio Bibles doing so well.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Although I do recall that you're right that audio books as a, you know, percentage are small, but they're comparatively strong within Christian retail for you know, compared to the general market. But interesting. Yeah. Okay. Let's move now to the bestsellers list, and we carry those from ECPA and CBA each month. Danielle, what can you tell us about the current lists?
Well, for the CBA top sellers, at number one, we have Jesus Calling by Sarah Young, and that's from Thomas Nelson. And at number two, still going strong, is Crazy Love by Francis Chan, and that's from David C. Cook. And number three, it's Take Three by Karen Kingsbury from Zondervan. And then at number four is So Long Insecurity by Beth Moore, and that's from Tyndall House Publishers. And for the ECPA top sellers, it's a similar story. At number one is Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. Number two is Take Three by Karen Kingsbury. Number three, we have Crazy Love, again with Francis Chan. And then at number four is The Telling by Beverly Lewis, and that is from Bethany House.
Mm, thanks. I always find it interesting to obviously follow the lists and try to work out how does that relate to retail season, what's happening, is it graduation season, is it, I'm thinking with Sarah Young up there, you know, Mother's Day and Easter, we know the resurrection eggs were high up in that list. But Sarah Young, it's a fascinating this, I don't know if any of you have gotten to look at this devotional book, but I mean, it's been on the bestseller list for months and months and months now as this kind of sleep with really very little promotion at all. I was talking to the folks at Thomas Nelson, and it really is one of those genuine word-of-mouth sellers. That Sarah Young's, I believe, in ministry or missionary based in Australia, and these were just kind of grew out of her daily devotional times with God. But she really seems to, you know, touch a nerve and inspire people.
And it's God's God writing to Sarah or to the reader. That's why it's
right.
called Jesus Calling.
Right.
Yes, I heard from Tommy Nelson last week, and they are releasing the kids' version in September.
Is that right?
It's the Jesus Calling for Kids.
Very interesting. So it'd be interesting to see how that goes, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'll have extra copies for my three little books.
Thank you. Well, let's close out this month with some news and update on the digital frontier. Felicia.
Yeah, we have a lot going on in our digital, on our website this month, especially in our digital issue, where you can find that online. In our June digital issue, we have videos and we have some audio interviews in there. Just different things if you want to know more about a book. We have videos that go along with those books and things like that. On our website, we have we have our product listings where you can find out the new releases, things that are coming out. We have our industry radar. If you haven't seen that section on our website, it's a real asset. We highlight different things that are going on in the industry that are important to stores. And so you can go on the website and it's all right there for you to look at. We also have our Fiction Authors podcast. It's our newest podcast. If you check our website frequently, you'll notice that we have a lot of different podcasts and things like that online. And so if you go on to our fiction area, to our products area, you'll find our fiction podcast. And in there, you'll be able to listen to a bunch of different fiction authors that get together and kind of discuss what's going on in the industry. And it's with our own illustrious editor, Andy. And so you'll really enjoy that. And so that's a lot going on online, but you should check it out.
Great, thank you. Just to be clear, in case some folks aren't aware, the digital issue is all that's in the print issue with some enhanced audio and video and all other kinds of links, right? So
yes.
Great.
You can look at our digital issue. You can go on. It will open up just as if you had the print in your hand, except it'll be on the screen, and you can turn the pages, and you can find different information in addition to what's already being printed.
Great. Thank you. Well, we can't close out without also just touching briefly on the world of gifts, of course. So, Chris, what can you tell us there?
Well, some sad news for a candle company that's been around since 1925, and that's MK Candle up in Syracuse, New York. They've had some significant layoffs, and they're kind of consolidating their operations a bit. So we're going to learn more about that. And also some good news for a very unique product, and that's these children's bandages with healing scriptures on them. Very unique, and they're called Band Angels. We had mentioned those before in my newsletter, Inspirational Gift Trends Bulletin, and now we've learned that they've sold like 1 million boxes of these in just
wow.
over 7 months.
Wow.
Now, that's not
That's all a lot of owies, huh?
Yeah. That's not all in Christian retail stores, because like MOPS, Mothers of Preschoolers, and one of the school associations had picked up on these. And they also use them for fundraising, for like missions trips mm-hmm. and so forth. But when a Christian market store picks up on them, they're really quite surprised at how well they do. They're kind of a unique product, so it's hard to know where to fit them. Mm. But if they're visible in the store, apparently they do very well.
Maybe like a good strong impulse item there, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Great.
So it's a substitute for the usual cartoon Band-Aids.
Right, absolutely. Well, thank you. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening in. We hope you have a good June, and I hope you'll be able to join us at the beginning of next month again. Bye for now.